Now, the rest of the story. More than anything, Francesca wished to be a Roman Catholic sister, specifically a daughter of the Sacred Heart. And there the pretty teenager stood before the Mother Superior in the convent which had been responsible for Francesca's own education among the daughters of the Sacred Heart, each of whom were personally acquainted with the girl, and there she stood, clutching a letter of recommendation from her parish priest, waiting for the answer to her childhood dreams. And the answer was no. The Mother Superior said no. It was not Francesca's fault, Mother Grassi said. Young Francesca was much admired among the sisters. Since her first days in the convent school, it had been evident to teachers and classmates alike that Francesca had a rare devotion to God. Young friends had even called her the little saint. Might have resented her ultra-goodness had the child not approached perfection so cheerfully. The reason Francesca must not attempt to become a sister, said Mother Grassi, was the girl's frailty. Now, the morning she was born, her parents believed that she would not live until nightfall. They even named her Francesca Maria after two other daughters who had not survived infancy. Of course, Francesca did survive, and yet with a delicacy which seemed always to be threatening her life. An illness came along. Francesca caught it, even smallpox once. Her mother and her sister Rosa always managed to nurse the child back to health, but her ill health persisted, once even threatened an important round of final examinations. And this, explained Mother Grassi, was not the constitution of a Catholic sister. One such must have physical strength equal to her spirit, must put her hands to tasks that would tax a healthy man. It is with regret, said Mother Grassi at last, that I refuse you. Francesca was heartbroken. Since she was a toddler, she'd wanted to become a sister. At age 6, she was dressing her dolls in neat, plain black habits, was announcing to her family that she'd thus founded her own convent. And now here she was, fragile and sensitive as ever, and yet without the hope that she had held for so long. She could apply for noviceship elsewhere, but if she had been rejected by those who knew and loved her, how could she anticipate acceptance among objective strangers? Quite, in fact, Francesca was turned down by the Venosian sisters, then a second time by the Daughters of the Sacred Heart. She just seemed too delicate, too sickly to endure the demands on the brides of Christ. Well, we know now that had young Francesca been accepted into any convent back then, doubtless the world would never have heard of her. But as it turned out, fragile Francesca, determined to serve God as vigorously as possible, founded her own religious order, and thereby schools and orphanages and hospitals in every corner of the globe. For the little girl whom no one believed would live one day lived 67 remarkable years, even became a naturalized citizen of the United States. In the annals of Roman Catholicism, Francesca Cabrini is recognized as the first American ever to be canonized. Well, now you know that the saint was nearly not even a sister, because now you know the rest of the story.